Regrettably, we had some technical issues this morning, which meant that there is not a recording of the service. But hopefully this reading of the scripture verses and the homily in a voice recording will be a blessing to you. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verses 1 to 11. When you have come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess, and you possess it and settle in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you harvest from the land that the Lord your God is giving you. And you shall put it in a basket and go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. You shall go to the priest who is in office at the time and say to him, "Today I declare to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our ancestors to give." When the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God, you shall make this response before the Lord your God. "A wandering Arminian was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien, few in number, and there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. The Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power and with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground that you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given to you and your house." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's psalm is Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and come into his presence with thanksgiving. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our second reading is a reading from the second letter of Paul to the church in Philippi, chapter 4, verses 4 to 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. As for the things that you have learned and received and heard and noticed in me, do them and the God of peace will be with you. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading today is from the book of John, chapter 6, verses 25 to 35. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" And Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal. Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus answered, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him who has sent him." So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." And they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today's homily is being given by Laura Wilner, who is exercising her lay ministry duties at St. George's. Let us pray. May the words that you have given me speak to the hearts of those who gather in your name. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, particularly to those of you who were unable to join us in person and are listening to this in retrospect. So, you know, I could tell you all about the things I'm grateful for. Mothers who wake you up when your alarm doesn't go off, and being able and given the privilege to preach and be with the family of St. George's today. How exceedingly grateful I am for Canon Gray and to be heading off to Saskatchewan. I could even tell you about how grateful, how extremely grateful I am for the difficulties I faced and the intimate times of comfort with the Lord. And some of those things may resonate with you, but those are some of the things I am grateful for. And they may mean nothing at all to you. Today's scripture passages remind us to remember. There's a pervasive theme in scripture after the Exodus of remembering the mercy of God who heard his people, who led them out of Egypt, out of slavery and pain, who provided a way through the Red Sea, and who gave them food and guidance. We need reminding to remember. God knows we are a forgetful people, and so scripture tells us over and over and over to remember his faithfulness, his constant presence, his steadfast love. It is because we remember that we know God's character and can trust him. This is faith. This is why we make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and this is why we enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise, because we know that he is good. This is why when the harvest comes, we give our first fruits to God, giving back a small portion in gratitude for what he has given us. In gratitude for the abundance, we share his love with others in many ways here at St. George's, like gathering toonies and loonies for the Canadian food grains. Now, right before today's passage where St. Paul is urging those in Philippi to rejoice in the Lord, and to not be anxious, He tells them to help women who struggle for the gospel and to act in love the way God has acted towards them, and that peace that passes all understanding will guard their hearts and minds because they're on Jesus. He then goes into a list of what to focus on. Whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, commendable, excellent, or praiseworthy. And in thinking on these things and doing as the people had been taught, the God of peace will be with them. Now, have you ever noticed that the more you focus on something, the more everything else kind of fades away? I've had a large screen TV and I've had a very, very small screen TV, but watching them was exactly the same because if my focus was on the screen, regardless of size, everything else just kind of fades to the background. St. Paul here is saying that focus is key to finding the peace of Christ. For instance, the more we focus on a challenge, the bigger and bigger and bigger it grows in our vision, and soon it's hard to see anything to be grateful for. On the flip side, if you focus on what you're grateful for, suddenly your troubles start to shrink away, allowing you to see other things. Now, in service, we had images on the screens, a big cloud that starts to block everything out, but actually turns into some little small clouds when the focus is changed to Christ. Our troubles are still there, but they don't need to be our focus. When we focus on anxiety, loneliness, and struggles, that's all we can see. When we focus on God and how He's loved us communally, personally, and how He's still loving on us, the challenges shrink. I honestly have no idea how anyone goes through depression without the knowledge of God's love and the hope that it brings. In our gospel reading, the people are like, okay, so you did all these miracles. And Jesus knows what they want. He knows that they want more. And they want more because they're remembering with their heads and not with their hearts. They're not grateful. We are a forgetful people, and that's why we must deliberately remember. This is why we read scripture. This is why one of the reasons why we enter into St. George's each week to praise and worship and give thanks in our remembering. St. Paul says not to be anxious, and that's the only possible, and sorry, St. Paul says not to be anxious, and that is only possible because of what we remember, that God is El Roi, the God who sees. God sees each one of you, and we can trust that because God has proven His faithfulness. But even with Jesus right in front of them, those people didn't remember in gratitude the character and love of God. And rather they asked, like, what have you done for me lately? What are you going to do next? God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And Jesus reminds them that it's the same God who gave manna in the desert who sustains us now, having given us the bread of life in His Son, Jesus. And so we remember and we celebrate together what God has done, what God is doing, and what He will do as He has promised. Today's passages reminded me of an episode of The Chosen, which is a TV series of the gospel story. In this episode, the Deinu, a song that's sung during the celebration of the Passover, is presented. It's a reminder of the many blessings and mercies and great love that God has poured out on His people, adding more when it would have been enough. Then, with artistic license, The characters express gratitude for more current blessings. In service, I stole a few minutes and presented a clip of the, or bits of it, that clip of the Dayenu, as the men said the traditional, and then mostly the women added in more things like, if you had given us the Torah, but not come in our lifetimes, it would have been enough. So each person today received a little slip of paper, and they were encouraged to add to that what they are grateful for, what it would have been enough without, but God in His great mercy gave anyways. If you would like to watch that episode, you can watch The Chosen online for free. It's season 5, episode 4, and the Dayenu, as presented by men and then women separately, is pretty much at the very beginning and the very end of that episode. And as we watch that, this is the homework to add to that, but also then to take your expression of gratitude out into community, to tell others, to share at the dinner table, maybe to share online. What did you add? What did you give grateful thanks for when it would have been enough without? That little slip is also found on the website in a handout if you're interested in engaging in that yourself. And perhaps thinking about what kind of daily practice you could add to keep our focus on gratitude, to keep our focus on God, on Christ, and what's been given when it really would have been enough. And then, perhaps, if we are engaging in grateful, engaging in the remembering, perhaps as we pray, when we express our desires and our wants and our desperate longings, perhaps the habit of remembering and giving thanks will keep us focused on hope. Hope, because we know that a faithful, unchangeable God who has proven Himself to love us hears our prayers. And that is my prayer for you all today. Happy Thanksgiving.